So as regular listeners of our show know, I'm about to have a baby. In fact, I'm due in 6 days, so it should come as no surprise this will be my last show as I go on maternity leave for a bit. Now, the idea of being a new mother is really pretty daunting. Not the diapering, feed the kid part. I'm okay with that. But the raise a productive member of society part is a little more frightening to me. So as I head out into the world of parenthood, I am seeking guidance from a woman who has written a book on motherhood. And considering how well her son turned out, I think she may be a very good source. Rose Rock is the author of the new book, Mama Rock's Rules, 10 Lessons for Raising a Houseful of Successful Children, with forward by one of her sons, Chris Rock. Hey, Mrs. Rock, how are you?
I'm great.
Now, I should say a houseful of children. You raised several children. How many were in the house and what was the age range?
Well, there are 7 birth children, a 1 stepchild, and 2 given children. The age range is 42 to 17.
All right. So you are an expert. We laid that out already. Did these rules come to you naturally or were they trial and error?
Trial and error. Trial and error. Chris was the guinea pig.
Chapter 1 kind of says it all. It's, I am your mama, not your friend.
True.
How does a parent keep from falling into that trap of wanting to be best buddies with little Jacob or Mandy?
Because you have to make a conscious decision that you're going to parent this child and that you have to make all the decisions and you have to be the one that has the common sense and everything that it takes to raise this child. And being a friend, you just can't do it. You can't do it both ways.
You also write a bit about instilling resilience. In Chapter 7, you write, push unable off the table. Would you mind reading the first page of that chapter?
Oh, yes. That's one of my best chapters. Push unable off the table. I gave my children an attitude, a don't quit attitude. Although I made it clear that it's okay to fail if you learn from it or even stop for a while, it is not okay to give up at the first hint of difficulty. They need to know that life is hard and struggles are always there. But at the heart of any success is the ability to keep going no matter how tough it is, how rough it might be, or how long it takes. Kids must understand that they will run into obstacles and problems. If they don't, they will get in over their heads at the first big roadblock or maybe just the first stop sign.
One of my biggest fears as I'm about to enter motherhood is, especially in New York City, I see it a lot, you see rude kids. It is a pet peeve of mine. Any advice for me on how not to raise a rude kid?
You start when your child starts to talk, starts to speak. Anything negative, you put a stop to it right then. You don't wait until this child is 5 or 6 and she's saying words back to you and saying, no, I'm not going to do this or whatever. You have already established that when she was 1.5 and 2. That this is not how you talk to mommy, and that I'm not going to tolerate whatever, and you do it in a loving way.
That is something that I really like about your book. You do talk a lot about making sure the kids know that they're loved, even in the face of discipline or opening up a can of whoop-ass, as you write.
Mm-hmm. Because children who are loved and who know that you love them, they don't resist discipline. They don't resist or get angry at being chastised, and they don't think of you as, and even if they think of you as a bad guy, it's only for a short time.
And in Chapter 5, you write, you are whatever you answer to, which is an interesting chapter. Tell me a little bit about that one.
You know, I think Whoopi Goldberg handled it so well with the N-word, and I was just like blown away because it was so simple. She says, the N-word has never bothered me because I've never been one and I don't know any. So why in the world would I turn my head when somebody says that word? And that goes for anything when you use the word ho and guys say the B word. And I've seen women turn around. So if you turn around when someone says B, then is that what you're answering to?
It's a good question.
That's ridiculous. And kids that want this gangster attitude, but then when people look at them and say, you know, I feel intimidated when I see a black kid walking around with his pants hanging down and a hood on their head, and they say, well, that's not what I do. Well, hey, that's how you look. So So if you're going to act the part of whatever, you're going to have to deal with the consequences of it.
When you were a parent coming up and before you wrote this book and you had all these kids in your house, did you ever doubt yourself that you were right about something?
Oh, I still doubt myself.
You sound confident, though.
Well, the thing is, I'm confident now because I look at the finished product, but I still doubt certain things. You know, to have that thing and say, I have no doubt, no. I can't reach that because you never know what's going to happen. I think I put things into my children that will let them handle anything that comes up. But at the same point, I pray every night that, you know, everything I said stuck.
Of all your children, you don't have to necessarily name names, but you can maybe give me an example. Who was the tough one?
I think my youngest has been the toughest.
What, was that because, did the youngest get spoiled?
Well, because he's spoiled and because he had brothers old enough to be his dad who really take care of him. But because he's bombarded with so much more than the others, I could kind of buffer some of the stuff that they were bombarded with. But with he and his sister, it was different because the media put so much stuff out. And no matter what you do, you cannot filter everything. And so it was really hard. And his thing is he got into trouble, matter of fact, following the wrong crowd. I sat him down and explained to him, quite frankly, you cannot live in my house, spend my money, eat my food, do any of those things, and do the stuff that he was doing. And he had to make a choice.
Was that hard for you to lay down?
It was so hard. Yeah. And the thing was, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, he might just say, I don't really care. I want to leave. But he didn't.
But it was worth the gamble.
It was worth the gamble.
Yeah. Mrs. Rock, where do you come down on spanking?
Well, you know what? I spank. I don't have a problem with spanking. If you spank a child, sit them down for a few minutes, and you go back and you give them a big hug and you go on from there. I would much rather spank a child than to say nasty things to them. People get angry, and they say the most horrific things to children. And guess what? Those things stay forever. Anytime that child is thinking, they will think, my mother called me stupid. My mother said I wasn't worth anything. My mother said she wished I wasn't born. I would much rather spank you on your butt, sit you in the corner for a few minutes to let you think about it, and just forget it.
You know, a lot of our listeners probably feel like they know you because they've watched your son's show, Everybody Hates Chris. Have you ever seen anything on that show and you think, son, I should get a writer's credit for that because that happened in our house?
Practically all of it. You know, there's a grain of something that happened in our house. They've taken a lot of liberties with the show, but there's always that little fine-tuned thing that did happen, and he wrote a story from it.
Did you give Chris advice when he had kids?
No, I never gave him advice.
Did he ask?
And he never asked, but I think the groundwork was pretty much set. And had I seen anything I didn't like, I probably would have said something or anything that I was concerned about. But from the moment his daughters were born, I mean, this man boo-hoo cried when his daughter came into the world. And from the moment they were born, I think he and Malak had already committed themselves to raising them.
What is the one thing that you wish someone had told you when you were first going to be a mom?
Oh, my God. Oh, I wish they had told me how much work it was, and I wish they had told me just how much I would have gotten back from it, just how great a job it really was.
Any piece of advice for me as I leave, go on maternity leave?
I'm going to tell you something about childbirth, is that when you go in and really anticipating meeting this baby, and your thoughts are on, oh, my God, in a couple of hours, I'm going to hold it. I'm going to smell it. I'm going to be able to dress it. You don't have as much pain.
All right.
You really don't. But the thing I would leave you with is make that commitment now before that child comes that this is going to be the center of my universe because they deserve that. And because they grow up so fast, so enjoy every minute. Don't miss any laughter. Don't miss anything.
Rose Rock, author of Mama Rock's Rules. Thank you for the advice, Rose.
Thank you.
Baby, 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 I got last day before taking a little reprieve, going on maternity leave, going to have herself a baby.
I'm going to work on it. I really hope that's what's been happening the past 9 months.
Yay, Allie, we're going to miss you.
I'll miss you guys. I'll be back.
You'll be back.
Like a bad penny. I'll turn up. Don't you worry.
In the meantime, the Bryant Park Project is directed by Dance and Jacob Gantz. Our staff includes Dan Pashman, Ian Chilog, Gwyn Rosenfeld, Angela Ellis, Caitlin Penny, Nathan Duell,
Elsa Butler, Laura Silver, Will Hoffman. Oh, he left, but
he did. He was good when he was there.
Josh Rogerson, Manoli Weatherall, our technical directors, with help from Manya Zuba. Trish McKinney's our editor. Laura Conway edits our blog and website. Senior producer Matt Martinez, Sharon Hoffman, EP. I'm Rachel Martin. That's Allison Stewart.
We're out of here.
Bye-bye.